This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I sound hoarser than I expected. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you can even call 1-800-259-5791. Sorry about that, guys. Nope, I am not sick. As I promised you all, I was having surgery. And boy, did that tube do a number on my throat. I was trying to sing some Christmas songs over the weekend, and I couldn't do it, which means I'm not going to be able to sing for you guys. But that's okay. We're coming into a new year. I got a new tummy. I'm so proud. No, it was not plastic surgery. Everybody thinks I had plastic surgery. No, no, no. If I had plastic surgery, I would have tweeted that. This was some weird hernia. I had some ventral hernia. We've talked about that, where the muscle in your abdominal wall gets so loose that the intestines kind of push forward, even though there's fascia and there's lining preventing the bowel from poking forward, obviously. I looked about 9 months pregnant, and I know I told you guys this on air. Nobody blame me, but that's what happened. So they used this robot called a Da Vinci to sew me up. The robot was so sexy. It had four arms. I was like, hey, yeah, and I have an IUD. So my IUD was already getting all excited that she was going to be Mr. Robot. I had to say, calm it down. So basically what the robot did is it went inside through the stomach, okay, not one of these sex robots, okay? So went inside through my abdomen, found the muscle, and then sewed it back up, stuck some more mesh in there. And so now my tummy is flatter. It was not plastic surgery. Look, I got a big butt. My tummy should have never been big. Okay, trust me. I could put down the ho-hos. I could put down the cupcakes if I have to. But it's great now. Yes, I may sound a little short of breath. Because imagine wearing Spanx now 24 hours a day. Right? You know how out of breath I was whenever I'd be doing my show in Spanx? And it's tight. I mean, I'm talking about I could wear a bathing suit. You guys would be like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you sound so sexy. I didn't take the day off because, one is I'm a workaholic. I am so bored. You know, I mean, I advanced a layer of Candy Crush. And I really don't want to watch myself pee every time I cough or sneeze. But I did it because there's a lot of news. We lost Carrie Fisher. We lost George Michael. I mean, you know, something very seriously wrong is going on. And you know how I warned you guys over Christmas week? Going into New Year's is one of the deadliest times of year. So I want to make sure I have you guys all up to date to talk about that. We also have some studies coming out on teen marijuana use. And it looks like even after it was legalized in Washington, we saw more teens smoke dope. So we're going to talk about that. All right, there's something called, and this I think is so cute, but I could never do it. It's called a friendship bench, where apparently you sit on a bench, kind of like Goodwill Hunting. Didn't he do that? He sat on a bench for somebody. You sit on a bench, and you basically talk to people, quote, unquote, like grandmothers. And it's supposed to bring depression down. Now, if anybody knew my grandparents, okay, that would just really rile you up. Anytime I had a problem, my grandparents said, shut the hell up, quit being a weenie, and smack you upside the head. But this is a different day and age. So we need to be handheld. We need to be mollycoddled. So we're going to talk about that. Also, with all the heart disease going on, heart failure, cardiac arrest, heart attack, many of you guys would like to know the difference in symptoms and definitions. So I'm going to make sure we tell you that as well. So we'll basically talk about the difference between heart failure, heart attack, cardiac arrest, and how to prevent it. Now, hold on one sec. We've got some music coming in. I don't want any music yet. I still have some more time. All right. Now, healthcare spending. I was very concerned about one of the, I think what is the fifth largest sector in our GDP, healthcare spending. And because of Obamacare, you didn't have a lot of adults go and spend money on healthcare. However, they found with kids, it jumped 56%. So healthcare spending is rising for kids, but this may not be a good thing. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how we have some wrong sperm, okay, fertilizing the wrong eggs. Apparently, a Dutch lab has launched an investigation after discovering that up to 26 women may have been fertilized by sperm cells from the wrong man. Okay, that is a big cluster. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a mom. This is pretty admirable. She donates 18.5 gallons of breast milk after her baby boy dies. But she donates 18.5 gallons of breast milk. To who? We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you guys are in the midst of holiday travel right now. You're trying to get back home. Crazy holiday travel. Well, now we're being told by security experts that computer hackers are able to tamper with our airline bookings. How many of you guys have gotten a ticket, right, for an airplane? Ticket to an airplane. How many of you guys have gotten a ticket, right, and it wasn't the seat you wanted? Or you're sitting next to some strapping firefighter who's shirtless, and you're like, wait a second, this is fine. I didn't order this, but this could be the result of hackers. So they say our decades-old computer systems are so obsolete that cybersecurity experts say, guys, these hackers could go in and change what's going on with the airlines. They're very vulnerable, and unfortunately, people that hack these may want to create chaos. So in an experiment, hackers were able to change the flight booking of a German TV journalist and put him on a different flight in a seat next to a German politician. What do you think that does for security? They say the security experts warn that terrorists could also use the security flaws to put people on planes they wanted to target. So here I am hoping I get to sit next to a sexy, strapping firefighter, and instead they could be trying to sit me next to a terrorist. Not good. So Karsten Noll, founder and head of Security Research Labs, said the breaking the six-letter flight confirmation code was so easy because it only used capital letters. Right? Have you guys seen your confirmation codes? It's only six letters. There's a number in there, and there's a bunch of capital letters. They say if it was a mixture of lowercase numbers and numbers too, it would be far harder. Dr. Noll demonstrated that it would be possible for a computer program to cycle through the millions of possibilities for the code in minutes. That could explain why we're not getting any food on the airplane. Somebody screwed with the code. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also call 1-800-259-5791 on this awesome last week of 2016. Unfortunately, it hasn't been too awesome because we lost a variety of celebrities. I want to thank GCN, Genesis Communications Network, for keeping the radio running. Thank Manny for working today so we could get you guys the news. We really, really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a few days ago, we lost George Michael, frontman of Wham!, right? Careless Whisper, Faith, he had multiple albums. I think he sold over 100 million albums worldwide. He passed away at his home on Christmas Day. Now, his former manager said, originally we didn't know why he died. They said he died peacefully. Like, when somebody dies peacefully, you think cancer, you think HIV, you think of something chronic. Well, his manager, his former manager, Michael Letman, stated he died of quote-unquote heart failure. So I wrote a whole bunch of information out for you guys on heart failure. Visit my website at drdahlia.com or go to my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com because it teaches you guys about heart failure. Heart failure is chronic. So something like this you can suffer with for a long time and unfortunately die peacefully. Okay, well, it's fortunate that it's peaceful, but that's how somebody could die peacefully at home if it's heart failure. According to his publicist, they said it was with great sadness that we can confirm our beloved son, brother, and friend George passed away peacefully at home over the Christmas period. The family would ask that the privacy be respected at this difficult emotional time. There will be no further comment at this stage. So, and, you know, we've respected the parents' privacy, absolutely. Unfortunately, George Michael, whose real name is Georgios Karakos Panayito, I think it was Greek, he battled a variety of health issues. Apparently, we were told last year he was in rehab in a facility in Zurich for cannabis addiction. Apparently, he's had a long history of being addicted to marijuana. No confirmation on any other drugs that he might have been using. But we did see him gain a lot of weight coming out of rehab. So you wonder if maybe there was some stimulant use. Again, we can't verify that. But he did have to go to a rehab facility for addiction to cannabis. He also had a very bad case of pneumonia, George Michael, back in 2011. He very publicly thanked the hospital that saved his life. He even told reporters back then, "It's like I just dodged a bullet." So it was life or death. He had to have a tracheotomy to help open up his airway. He had to be intubated. And this was some serious pneumonia. He was diagnosed with streptococcal pneumonia. Again, that's the number one pneumonia for anybody, whether they're a guy, girl, HIV, non-HIV. Strep pneumonia is the most common cause of pneumonia, which is why we have a pneumonia vaccine out there. There were rumors at the time circulating that maybe George Michael had HIV because he had such a rip-roaring pneumonia, but that was never confirmed. Pneumonia could happen to any of us, and it could be that severe. So and then I think he was driving under the influence, got into a car accident in 2013, threw him out onto the highway at about 70 miles an hour. He sustained some head trauma, had this 5-inch scar on the back of his head. So, he might not have been under the influence then. He did serve jail time in 2010 for being under the influence of cannabis and prescription drugs. So, he had a tumultuous health history, but he was relatively healthy in the last year or so because he was finalizing his tell-all documentary. He was going to take fans behind the scene of his album, Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1. So, this handsome, most gifted, phenomenal singer and entertainer dies at the age of 53 of heart failure. Now, how the hell could somebody so young have heart failure? So let's just quickly take a look what causes heart failure. First, what is it? Well, heart failure. Okay, I don't like the term failure because once you have a failure, that means it's all done. And there's many people walking around with heart failure. So I would rather use the word weakness, heart weakness. Now, what's the purpose of the heart? The purpose of the heart is to pump. It's supposed to pump blood. Basically, it's got four chambers, right? Its right ventricle, the lower part, has to pump blood into the lungs. This blood gets oxygenated by the lungs. It gets back into the left atrium, falls then into the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle pumps it out all throughout the body. Then, as the blood deoxygenates, it comes back through the right atrium, down to the right ventricle, and then it has to get pumped back to the lungs to be oxygenated again. If anything happens to this heart pump such that it can't pump properly, we call it heart failure. Now, there's right-sided failure, left-sided, filling versus pumping. So if the right side of the heart is failing and it's not able to send the blood to the lungs or able to receive the deoxygenated blood and process it properly, that could be an issue. Or if the left side of the lung, all right, any part of it or the pumping action fails to pump it right, you could have an issue there. So we kind of classify heart failure depending on where it is and the different types. So what causes heart failure? Well, anything that weakens the heart can cause heart failure. So a prior heart attack. If you had a heart attack that unfortunately hurt the wall, the muscle of the heart, you could have heart failure. If you have coronary artery disease, if the arteries supplying blood to your heart are not nice and full and not able to conduct what it needs to, how is that heart going to stay healthy? So coronary artery disease is a big one. High blood pressure. Using drugs. We see many times heart failure from people using drugs, especially stimulants. So we worry with anybody with drug use. And this is a biggie that can affect all of us. Anti-inflammatories, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, like ibuprofen, like naproxen. This is what gave my grandfather congestive heart failure. He had played football back in the Leatherhead days when he was in his in the 1930s. Had gouty arthritis, was always in a lot of pain, so he kept taking Bufferin, kept taking aspirin, kept taking anti-inflammatories. Unfortunately, it caused him to have a GI bleed and go into heart failure. If you had trauma to the heart, that could also cause heart failure. If you have an infection, if you have heart valve disease, let's say you're born with defects in the heart, that could also lead to heart failure. Let's say you have an abnormal heart rhythm. So that abnormal heart rhythm prevents your heart from beating properly. That could do it. Let's say you have liver disease. Let's say you have kidney disease. Let's say if you have chronic disease like hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, diabetes, HIV could cause heart failure. Hemochromatosis, we've talked about that, where you have iron deposition in your organs. A heart with iron deposition may not manage its pump well. If you drink a lot of alcohol, if you smoke, sleep apnea could cause congestive heart failure. So the list goes on. What are the signs of heart failure? Well, it could be very similar to a heart attack. But a lot of times heart failure is a little slower onset. You can have chest pain. You can have shortness of breath. But remember, you're not pumping blood correctly. So you're going to get a backflow of fluid. That's why a lot of times you have shortness of breath, because your lungs are filling up with fluid. You could also get swelling in your lower legs, edema, leg swelling, etc. You could gain a lot of weight. You could have your other tissues kind of fill up with fluid, because you can't have stasis. You can't have fluid sitting around. This needs to be pumped. If your heart, it's not so much a fluid issue as much as it's a lack of oxygen issue, you will have more fatigue, more dizziness, abnormal heartbeat. We call it dyspnea on exertion, where as soon as you get up to walk around and do stuff, you have difficulty breathing. Dyspnea, meaning difficulty breathing on exertion or heavy or difficulty breathing with activity, you have got to have the doctor check you out, a medical provider. And, of course, renal disease. So kidney disease will always affect the heart. So is heart failure treatable? Oh, yeah. If heart failure is caught early, it can be treated. What do we do? Well, we'll give you diuretics sometimes to release the extra fluid. The less fluid, the less work of the heart. So diuretics like Lasix has been used, or Bumex, or hydrochlorothiazide. But we could also use ACE inhibitors. Now, ACE inhibitors, they reduce the blood pressure to help, you know, decrease the workload of the heart. And it also relaxes blood vessels, so that improves flow. So your captopril, benazepril, lisinopril, which is also called Zestril, these medicines that end in ill can help the heart. Beta blockers, very, very common medication. They end in OL, like atenolol, labetalol. These beta blockers also slow down the heart rate, slow down the workload for the heart. So if you have abnormal heart rhythms, we want to normalize the heart rhythm. If you have issues with your contractility, we could give you medicine for that. If the heart failure persists, then we need to find out what's going on. So let's say it's a clogged artery that's causing that muscle to fail. Well, then we got to deal with the clogged artery. Maybe we have to do a bypass. Sometimes we even implant pumps. Sometimes we have to implant pacemakers if the heart's not pumping correctly, because it cannot read the electricity. If it really gets bad, sometimes we even need to do a heart transplant. So for heart failure, where the muscle gets too weak to pump, this took the life of George Michael, from what we're being told, at the age of 53. You want to avoid smoking, alcohol, drugs, heart attacks. You want to make sure you're eating well, resting up, sleeping well, staying active, avoid diabetes, keep your cholesterol down, and that'll help prevent heart failure. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Carrie Fisher and heart attacks versus cardiac arrest. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Not attorneys. spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys for all the well wishes when it comes to me and my surgery. It went really, really well. So I apologize if I'm a little hoarse. That's what happened with the anesthesia, so I apologize. All right, so after losing George Michael on Christmas, we lost Carrie Fisher December 27th. Now, she had suffered a heart attack while on a flight from Los Angeles to, or on a flight from London to Los Angeles. This happened December 23rd. She was only 60 years old, and unfortunately she passed away from that. An emergency medical technician, an EMT, was on board on the flight, and he administered CPR on the plane. I can't tell you how many times I've had to administer CPR on the plane. I almost think it should be a necessity that somebody from the medical field is always on a plane. Once the plane landed, the paramedics performed CPR for another 15 minutes before they were able to get a pulse. So, she possibly went 30 minutes without a heartbeat. From what we understand, she got taken to UCLA. She was in a critical condition. And then her mother, Debbie Reynolds, because Carrie Fisher's parents were Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds had said that she's now in stable condition. So she was still being ventilated, still in the ICU, but she was in stable condition. That's why it was such a shock. We thought she was turning the corner when we were told that, unfortunately, she died. So many of you have asked, what is the difference between, you know, did she have a heart attack? Was it cardiac arrest? How did she live if she had a heart attack? And I've explained a lot of this on my blog, so go to drdahlia@wordpress.com. Or go to my website. You know, before I start teaching you guys about this with the heart, you know, Carrie Fisher was one of my favorite actresses. I thought she did such an amazing job in Star Wars as Princess Leia. She was also in Harry Met Sally. She did a lot of roles. And I think she was behind the production of a lot of movies that we saw as well. Very smart woman. Unfortunately, she also suffered a lot in her past. Apparently, the beloved actress battled drug addiction for a while. And in a 2013 statement to the Herald Tribune, she said, by the time I was 21 years old, it was LSD. She was using marijuana when she was younger. She had reported that she and Harrison Ford would smoke, had a three-month affair while on the set of Star Wars. By the time she was 21, it was LSD. She said, I did not love cocaine, but I wanted to feel any way other than the way I did. So I'd do anything. Now, as many people with drug use will later have, unless it's the chicken before the egg, she had bipolar disorder. And bipolar disorder, which we've talked about, and we'll talk about it again, many times it prevents people from feeling the way they want to. They have these mood issues that they can't control. Many times they will go to drugs. I, however, happen to think that a lot of times drugs causes the mood disorder. So in 1985, she was diagnosed with bipolar. Now, maybe it's because that's when there was a lot more people talking about it. That's when people start to study it more. Maybe she had bipolar her whole life. We don't know. So there's that always, you know, the chicken before the egg. But I can't tell you how many times I've met people who did drugs that later I had to diagnose with bipolar. So I still think that they complement each other, that the drug use worsens the bipolar, and people with baseline bipolar may go to drugs. So this woman was not known to have major cardiac issues. Right? She was known to be pretty healthy. But, of course, drug use could unfortunately cause that. So what's a heart attack versus cardiac arrest? So a heart attack is exactly what it sounds. It's an attack on the heart. So part of the heart muscle doesn't get the blood that it needs. Okay? You could still be alive. You could, even with a heart attack, still be alive. Not all heart attacks. My father's heart attack made him die. But a heart attack is an attack on the muscle. Okay? People call cardiac arrest, heart attack the same thing. Not necessarily. So the heart, remember, is a muscle. It's supposed to get the oxygen-rich blood by the coronary arteries. When there's a blockage of the coronary artery, either caused by the plaque building up to 100% or the plaque tearing and automatically a blood clot forms, you have a blockage to that part of the heart muscle. Sometimes your heart can compensate, sometimes it can't. If the heart cannot compensate, you could go into cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest is where the heart as a whole stops. It stops beating. Now, why would it stop beating? Well, as opposed to a clot, if you have damaged heart muscle in that heart, then the electricity that powers the heart can't go through the heart muscle like it's supposed to. And so cardiac arrest, a lot of times we look at more of an electrical issue, whereas heart attack is more of a mechanical clog issue. However, if you have dead heart muscle, it can't mechanically pump anyway. So you see that heart attack is a part of the heart that gets attacked. Cardiac arrest is the arrest of the whole heart. Okay? So what are symptoms? Well, chest pain, obviously. tightness of the chest, difficulty breathing. The pain could spread to a variety of areas, arms, jaw, neck, back, abdomen, shortness of breath, cough. You could have wheezing, according to medical.net. They also talk about you could feel sick. My father, when he had his heart attack, he thought he felt sick and thought he needed a Z-Pak, and unfortunately dropped dead right then and there. You could have anxiety. You could have lightheadedness, dizziness, sweats, weakness, palpitations. Okay? Cardiac arrest, you may not get all those symptoms because the heart just stopped. So you could just quickly drop. No breathing, no pulse. So what I think happened to my father, per se, is he had the heart attack. He was feeling that. And then he just went into cardiac arrest. When you lose a pulse, okay, then that means that the heart isn't pumping. The organs then are deprived of blood, and that could also lead to death. So what are some things that could cause heart attacks or cardiac arrests? We talked about abnormal heart rhythms. This is why I think these stimulants, these energy drinks are so bad for you, because it could throw you into an abnormal heart rhythm. But most importantly is your clogged arteries. These clogged arteries are not flowing blood to the brain. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, I had an EKG. My heart looks good. Leave me alone. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the difference between heart attack and cardiac arrest. So you get an EKG done. EKG is where we put stickers on your chest to read the electrical voltage. If the voltage looks funny, then we deduce that something's wrong with the heart muscle. However, if you have a clogged artery and your heart muscle is conducting the electricity perfectly, we may not know you have that clogged artery. There's CAT scans, there's MRIs, there's stress tests, there's angiograms. There's a variety of things we could do. Now, for those of you who are sitting there listening to this going, well, how do I know if I have any clogging at all? One sign is if you have erectile dysfunction. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're a healthy guy with normal testosterone, maybe it's a blood flow problem. And if you're having a blood flow problem to the genitals, you sure could have a blood flow problem to the heart. So anybody with erectile dysfunction needs to get checked. Anybody with diabetes needs to get checked. If you've ever had diabetes, okay, that makes the blood sticky. So you're going to build up plaques quicker. If you have high cholesterol, you need to get checked. Okay, if somebody took an x-ray of you for some reason or another, says your heart looks big, an enlarged heart could be a sign that you have early heart failure because the muscle has to grow to compensate for the lack of pump. If you have high blood pressure, if you smoked, if you did drugs, if there's any family history of heart disease, you need to get this checked. So even though heart attacks can cause cardiac arrest is the arrest of the whole heart, whereas heart attack is a piece of the heart that is not getting blood flow. And it's scary stuff. And yes, heart attacks can lead to cardiac arrest. So guys, don't smoke. Get off the smokes as quickly as you can. Eat a healthy diet. If you have sleep apnea, get that checked, because I believe sleep apnea worsens the oxygenation on the heart. So while you're asleep, your heart is functioning at less oxygen. So when you wake up, and unfortunately, the number one time of people having heart attacks is early in the morning when they're asleep. If you're overweight, you got to lose weight. If you don't exercise frequently, you got to fix that too. So these are, if you have renal disease, bad kidneys could also do that. So I hope that clarifies the difference between a heart, cardiac arrest. We say goodbye to Carrie Fisher. This year has been a rough one. When we come back, let's talk about bipolar also. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If I sound a little raspy, it's me being sexy. Okay, I don't think it has to do with the fact that I was intubated for surgery. I just think maybe it's about time that I have a sexy voice. But I did have surgery 2 days ago. And yeah, it went really well. I had a ventral hernia repair. And it was funny because there were some medical students there that I teach. They were at the hospital. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want them to see me naked. But they didn't see me naked, so it was good. And they learned something. Although they were probably looking at my anatomy as, boy, this is not typical anatomy. They probably found a testicle in there somewhere. I don't know. But I have to give the kids honors because, you know, I mean, they did, you know, scrub in and help do the surgery. But big shout out to Dr. Craig Iwamoto of Desert West Surgery. I haven't even needed to use any pain medicine. So he is like amazing. If you're ever in Las Vegas and you need a good surgeon. I took pain medicine the first day and it made me throw up. It is so hard to dry heave when you've had abdominal surgery. It hurts so bad. And I decided to forget the pain medicine because it was making me throw up. And lo and behold, I'm doing pretty damn good. So no pain meds. I got this. No, marijuana I don't think is legal yet. No, I would not be smoking marijuana post-op either. And everyone's all excited about marijuana. Okay, so Carrie Fisher, back in 1985, was diagnosed with bipolar. And there are many actors and actresses that have been open about being bipolar. Unfortunately, I don't want to list all of them because in case some of them did not want that revealed. I don't want to reveal something. But if you look up, you will see many actors and actresses that we know of maybe suffering with bipolar. Right now, they say 5 million people in the U.S. have bipolar. I think that's an underestimation. Okay? And 1 in 5 people diagnosed with bipolar also are diagnosed with a borderline personality disorder. We've talked about that. Bipolar is where you have these extreme mood swings from high and low, or from low to high, all right? And these extreme episodes could last hours, days, weeks, months. Sometimes you could be elated and depressed at the exact same time, all right? Sometimes symptoms start in your late teenage years, early adult years. Women seem to be more likely to receive a bipolar diagnosis than men, but men could have bipolar also. Now, there's two types. The first type is what we used to call manic depression. Bipolar 1 is where you fluctuate between the poles, the depression and the mania. And that manic phase is where you have extreme elation, you gamble a lot, have sex a lot, shop a lot. You're just looking at your loved one going, what is, are you high on something? You're just so elated and then they unfortunately can crash. So they could get irritated, they could get depressed. And so bipolar can be a very, very severe. Bipolar 2 is a lot more common than bipolar 1, according to Healthline.com. It's about 4 times more common than bipolar 1, and it's much more mild. These mania attacks are referred to as hypomanic symptoms. So they don't seem to be overly elated, which is why a lot of bipolar 2s may not be diagnosed as quickly. There's also some other rarer types like cyclothymic disorder. They're also kind of mood swings and you know, but overall bipolar, it's this mania and this drop with depression. So what are signs of mania? Let's say you feel happy or high for long stretches of time and you didn't do any drugs. You don't know why you're feeling that way. You could also get agitated easy. You're jumpy, you're twitchy. You talk very fast. You sometimes have racing thoughts. You're very restless. You're impulsive. You have impaired judgment. You may have some unrealistic overconfidence in your abilities or powers. Like, you know what? I'm going to go run the Boston Marathon. Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, you haven't run, you know, a mile since high school. No, I'm going to run the Boston Marathon. That could be, you know, an issue. Engaging in risky behavior like sex, gambling with life savings, going on big spending sprees. Now, you could also have the depression part of it. So signs of depression are feeling sad and hopeless for long periods of time, withdrawal from friends and family, significant loss or increase in appetite, fatigue, lack of energy, slow speech, problems with memory, concentration, decision-making, thoughts or attempts of suicide, or preoccupation with death. Now, many of you will say, Dahlia, but my bipolar relative doesn't think about suicide. Well, maybe then they aren't bipolar 1, maybe they're bipolar 2. Or maybe they do think about suicide and they just don't tell you. So how do we diagnose it? Well, there's no blood test. Okay? You know, I mean, we basically need to evaluate you. We want to make sure there's nothing else going on from a physical standpoint, thyroid, etc. And there's medication that will help stabilize your moods. Certain therapies, psychotherapy, cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy. Sometimes we use electroconvulsive therapy, the ECT, the electric shocks. Those could be very helpful. But usually the mood stabilizers seem to do it. And so, when people have abnormal moods, as with Carrie Fisher, maybe that was a reason why she did drugs. But doing drugs for a long period of time, I think, can alter the brain and can put you more at risk for bipolar. So I hope it's helped you guys something. We talked about cardiac arrest. We talked about heart failure, heart attacks. We talked about bipolar. All right, let's see what's going on here now. All right, the wrong sperm may have fertilized eggs of 26 Dutch women in a mix-up at the lab. University Medical Center in Utrecht, Netherlands, said a procedural error between mid-April 2015 and mid-November 2016 was to blame. Half the women who underwent fertility treatment have become pregnant or already had their babies. The couples have been informed that at UMC, and this isn't UMC Nevada, this is UMC in Netherlands, they are going to do everything within their powers to give clarity on the issue as soon as possible. So in a statement, the center said that during fertilization, sperm cells from one treatment couple may have ended up with the egg cells of 26 other couples. Therefore, there's a chance that the egg cells have been fertilized by sperm other than that of the intended father. What would you do? Me, of course, I keep the baby. But, you know, the poor kid is like, well, who's my dad? I'm like, well, we don't know. Of course I keep the baby. It's a baby. Frozen embryos are still available, but the chance remains that they have been fertilized by the sperm from another man and a different father. In 2012, a mother had sued a clinic in Singapore after it mixed up her husband's sperm with that of a stranger. That is sad. I mean, you know, you're going through fertility treatments and some doofus messes up. It's just, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So marijuana use in this study coming out of Sacramento, California, out of also Washington State, says it did increase in teens. The study showed adolescents in Washington State in 8th grade and 10th grade have fewer concerns associated with using marijuana since it became legalized. The study also shows that the same age groups increased their use of marijuana after recreational legalization. 8th graders, little 12, 13-year-old kids are smoking pot. They say use of marijuana in the past month rose by 2% in 8th graders and by 4% in 10th graders. 12th graders saw no change because they were probably already smoking it. So Dr. Magdalena Cerda, a professor at UC Davis, authored the study. She explains that researchers compared prescriptions of use and actual use before and after legalization. To do so, they focused on comparing the periods 2010 to 2012 against 2013 and 2015 when Washington and Colorado had legalized marijuana. And they found that there was an increase. So these kids like to smoke pot. We knew this would happen. Now, I have a problem with kids smoking pot because if they're not doing their homework, if they're not going to be motivated to get out of their parents' house to go and get a job, this is the generation that's supposed to support us. So I have a big problem with this. I have no problem with marijuana being legalized, but I have a big problem with it being legalized before we have all the logistics in place. So these teens are getting their hands on it, and they are smoking it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the cost of keeping American kids physically and mentally healthy has skyrocketed 56% between 1996 and 2013. They say healthcare expenditures jumped from nearly $150 billion, okay, for those 19 and younger. Maybe it was routine newborn care. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder took a lot of dollars, and routine dental care. So that's an interesting study. We're going to talk more about it. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.